Good morning. We continue with our study of Nach Yomi as we do every single day. Lilian Shmas Abi Mori Arav Hillel Ben Meir Yechiel Mecho Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored by our friends Dr. Effie and Dr. Talia Gluck and their family, commemorating the yahrzeit of Effie's mom Golda Bracha Bas Shlomo Shabtai. We are in Sefer Tilim, and now we continue our second parak. And after describing the tremendous good fortune of a tzaddik and the failure of the Rasha, the author of the Tilim now answers a big question, which is, why do Rishayim then have the ability to prosper? And he says the success of a rush is going to be short-lived. The doom is impending because Hashem says it's going to be impending. And so therefore, if we're not worthy of witnessing their downfall today, the world will see it in Yemos HaMashiach. And that may explain why the Gemara in Brachos considers these two prakim, yesterday's and today's, as one and of the same. Even though they're separated, they complement one another, says the Meiri. And although the Chachamim say this one describes time of Yemos HaMashiach, Rashi and the Radak seem to go against that when we read the text over here. They seem to suggest that this is a discussion of David HaMelech's own career, right after his coronation, and the Plishtim heard that he was anointed king, they came up and spoke to David. But the truth is, the two settings, both one in the past, David HaMelech, one in the future, Yemos HaMashiach, there's no contradiction. And when it comes to Tehillim, David had that ability to be stimulated and inspired in a moment and have it count in the future. And so that is the way we will approach this parak. Lama ragshu goyim ul'umim yagu rig. Why do the goyim gather among the nations and the nations talk in vain? What are we talking about? We're talking about the gathering of human masses, to which the Medrash Socha Tov continues. Why are the Rishayim being likened? They're like grasshoppers caged in a box who try to run out, but they fail. And why do they run around? Ul'umim yagu rig, when the Plishtim gathered to attack, David HaMelech, who was a brand new king, spoke with a certain degree and was aware that the Plishtim were talking with this tremendous amount of pride, says the Radak. They said, wow, we just killed Shaul HaMelech and his sons, but it wound up being yagu rig, it wound up being empty. The kings of the earth take their stand, and the lords conspire secretly against Hashem and against His anointed. The Sarni Plishtim, are the only way we talk about the Plishtim. It's interesting, says the Radak, we never talk about Melech Plishtim, only the captains of the Plishtim. They allied themselves with powerful monarchs to join their campaign, and so that's why he turns and he talks about Malchei Eretz. Ninatka es Moshe Seimu v'nashlicha mimenu abo Seimu. Let's cut their cords and count their ropes. That's what they argue, right? That this is what the Rishayim say that they're going to do. Yoshe b'shamayim yischak, Hashem yilag lomo. Hashem is laughing and he's going to mock them, right? While the Plishtim said that they're going to break the bonds, under the united Am Yisrael, Hashem's laughing and saying, look, they think they're going to talk and they're going to fight against me. And it's interesting, Radak says, Yoshev Bashamayim. When Hashem is described as sitting, it means he's settled. He permanently, forever, he's not going to let anything rattle him. Oh, Zidaber Elemo Be'apo Becharono Yivalemo. Then he'll speak to them in his anger, and his fury will terrify them. After he's done laughing, Oz, like Oz Yashir, suddenly, without any warning, says the Malbim, what's going to happen? Hashem is going to hear their words. He's going to answer angrily. Vani David HaMelech says, look, I'm watching all this. Vani nasachti malki al tzion har kachi. I myself have been appointed king over har tzion. Hashem will say to the nations, how dare you attempt to remove David after I appointed him, right? Rather than undermining David HaMelech's authority, your rebellion is actually going to reinforce his power, because now I have to display my choice of choosing David to be in charge of Am Yisrael by doing what? By destroying anyone who steps up against him. Asapra chok Hashem amar elai b'niata ani ayom yiladeticha. And of course, I'm obligated to proclaim, Hashem says, you're my son, I begot you on this day. Shal mimeni ve'et nagoyim nachlasecha b'achuzascha aseyeretz. Ask of me, I'll give you the people of your inheritance. You know, you just have to understand, you're the leader of Am Yisrael, you're in charge. And the Meiri says, he who tried to resemble God in all of his ways and deeds is considered to be a Ben Hashem. And so that's what Hashem says, you're pure as innocent today as the son the day he's born to his father. And because you're like a son, I'm telling you, you ask what you want and I'll give it to you. Because the world and its inhabitants all belong to Hashem. L'Hashem aretz u'mlo, what we say. So the Malbim says, Hashem has the right to say, I'm going to give it all to you. And that's what happens. The promise gets fulfilled. When the nations were subjected to David's rule, they feared him. That's what we say in Divrei Hayamim, Vayitzei Shem David b'chol aratzos, Hashem nasan pachto al kol agoyim, Hashem put him in charge, and his achuzaso afsei aratz. To roeim b'shevet barzel k'chli yotzer t'napzeim, you will smash them with a rod of iron, shatter them like an earthenware vessel. Hashem said to me that any nation who rises up, it gets smashed by a rod of iron, by the cherev, and it gets broken down. And now, kings, be wise. David HaMelech says, now that you see the nation, see that I have the power to do, please make sure that I don't have to show you my strength. The Nevi'im of Am Yisrael are people of mercy, and they take play, they try to make sure not to have to show their strength. So they say, listen, Ivduas Hashem b'ira b'gilu b'ra'ada. David says, listen, you kings of the world who are being haughty, just serve Hashem. Don't make Hashem go and show you his way. Rejoice with a certain degree of trembling in this situation. Now, the Gemara in Brachos asks, what does it mean, b'gilu b'ra'ada, that you should rejoice with trembling? And the Gemara says, in the very place where you rejoice, you should also tremble. That's the Gemara says, Abai was once sitting in front of Rabbi Asua, that Abai was very, very happy, and so he said, don't we say gilu b'ra'ada? And so Abai says, I'm wearing tefillin, I can't be excessively happy, because we say about tefillin, v'ro kishem Hashem nikra lecha v'yaru mimecha, we see that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upon us, and it gives a certain Yerushamayim. Nashku bar penye enough, etov du derech ki yivar kemat apo, ashri kochose bo. Yearn for purity, David HaMelech says, lest Hashem become very angry, and your way will be doomed. For in a brief moment, Hashem's anger can be lit up, but ashri, there will be praise for those who do what? Who put trust in Hashem. That's our responsibility. We have to put our trust in Hashem, and we will be able to endure and succeed within that process. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.